Hello all, and welcome to the Upstate Housing Show, where we discuss tenant issues and affordable housing issues. As a reminder, for those living in an apartment, the heating season began October 1st and runs through May 31st, so if the outdoor temperature is below 55 degrees between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m., your apartment should be heated to 68 degrees inside. So today my guest is Mr. Michael McKee, who is a longtime housing activist from New York City. Mr. McKee currently is the leader and treasurer of Tenants PAC, an organization whose mission is to give renters more clout with elected officials at the only place most politicians care about, the ballot box. Welcome, Michael.
Welcome. Thank you.
So let's start, if you can just tell us about your background and how you got started in housing activism.
Well, I was living in a building that had a lot of repair problems in Chelsea in Manhattan, and we ended up going on rent strike, and that's how I stumbled into tenant organizing and discovered that it was my life's calling. And that was, let me think, that was 50 years ago, actually, 50 years ago this summer. And so over time, I became active in political and legislative aspects of tenants' rights. So I've done a lot of advocacy and policy work and lobbying. I used to do building organizing, go to tenants and meet with tenants' associations and go to court with them, stuff like that, but that was years ago. Now I do policy and advocacy work. And I've been working for the last several years with a group called Tenants PAC, Tenants Political Action Committee. I'm one of the founders, and we're 22 years old this year, 23 years old this year, sorry. Yeah. And what we do is we do election work. We try to elect pro-tenant candidates to elective office, especially to the state legislature. We played a very significant role over the last couple of decades in turning the New York State Senate from red to blue. If you think about it, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, the typical breakdown in the state Senate was like 36 or 37 Republicans and 23 or 24, 25 Democrats. It would change every 2 or 3 years a little bit. Every 2 years it would change a little bit. But now it's 40 Democrats and 23 Republicans because the state has become more and more Democratic all the time. More and more people, when they register to vote, enroll in the Democratic Party, then enroll in the Republican Party, and that gap grows every month. So we now have a very blue state, and that's why we were able to win a big victory last year in the legislature, because the Republicans were no longer in charge of the state Senate.
So given that information, are there certain senators and assemblymen, well, assemblymen and those in the state legislature that we should be paying attention to?
Well, yeah, the basic answer is people should be paying attention to their state senator and their assembly member because they represent you. And especially in upstate New York, not all of the Democratic legislators are strong tenant supporters. And some of them, including those in the Capital District, were very resistant last year to this legislation that we finally got enacted. Some of them voted no, some of them ended up voting for it, but very half-heartedly. And they were under a great deal of pressure from tenants in their districts, and that's what it takes to win. And now, of course, the landlords are fighting back. They've organized this group called Under One Roof, which, I'm sorry, I find that kind of comical. Who are you kidding? That we're all in this together, landlords and tenants, and they're trying to water down what we won last year.
So what is the agenda for Tenants PAC for 2020? What's the focus?
Well, we are trying, number one, to defend the Democratic majority in the state Senate. We're trying to help the Democrats pick up a couple of extra seats this year in November. And if they get to 42, 43, then they have what's called a veto-proof majority, which means that they could override a veto by Governor Cuomo, which right now they don't have the votes to do. And there are, at this count, I believe, 10 Republican state senators who have announced that they are not running for re-election, which means those seats become more competitive because it's easier to win an open seat than it is to defeat an incumbent. I'm also very much involved in the lobbying this year to defend what we won last year and try to get a few more things enacted this year that we did not win last year.
And what are those few things?
Well, the most important ones are good cause eviction, which is a bill that other states have done, which means that you can't just evict somebody for any reason or no reason, that you have to have a just cause. The tenant's not paying the rent, the tenant's creating a nuisance, the tenant's doing something illegal, you want the apartment for yourself or a member of your family, meaning you, the landlord. These laws, these good cause eviction laws, all spell out the reasons that landlords are able to evict tenants. New Jersey has had good cause eviction since 1974. Why don't we have it in New York? Because we have had such a powerful real estate lobby that could stop it from being enacted. And that's one very important thing we're trying to do this year. Another one is to re-regulate the apartments in the downstate region that were deregulated in the last 25 years while vacancy decontrol was in effect. We won the repeal of vacancy decontrol last year, but we did not win re-regulation of the units that had been lost, and we're trying to do that. We're trying to achieve that this year.
So I don't know if people understand that losing those regulated apartments cuts back on affordable housing.
It makes the market tighter by far. And the 25 years that vacancy decontrol was in effect, we calculate that in the New York City region, New York City and the three suburban counties, Nassau, Westchester, and Rockland, we lost at least 300,000 apartments and possibly as many as 450,000, which means that's that many fewer rent-regulated apartments where people have basic rent and eviction protections. And so it's a very important thing, and it's something we need to do. I mean, to my way of thinking, the most significant part of the bill last year, and it was a fabulous victory, we won so many things, it was amazing. But to me, the most important and significant part was the fact that the rent protection law is now statewide in its applicability. So that any city, any municipality, any town, any village, any city, anywhere in the state now has the right to opt into the rent regulation system. And there are 17 municipalities in the upstate region, in the Hudson Valley and in upstate, that are in somewhere in the pipeline getting ready to opt into the Emergency Tenant Protection Act. It looks like Kingston is going to be first, and either Albany or Rochester looks like will be second. But as I said, there are 17 municipalities where people are in one stage or another, either thinking about it or acting on it, where local governments are, you know, weighing what to do. So now any municipality that wants to can opt into rent control, whereas before it was restricted to New York City and the three suburban counties.
Yeah, that's wonderful, because I find that we hear that, you know, the economy is doing well and there's all these jobs. Excuse me. And, you know, there's all these jobs, but there just seems to be a little disparity between available, affordable apartments and folks' wages. So there's a break. And I don't know if you want to talk to that, because I hear it a lot of folks, they're working. You know, they have jobs, but they just can't afford the rent. And there's even less affordable apartments.
Well, supply is always a problem, and especially the supply of affordable apartments. And that's one very important purpose of rent regulation, is to keep rents affordable. The purpose of rent regulation is not simply to protect tenants. That's, of course, an important part of it. But the overarching the purpose of rent control is not simply to protect tenants. Of course, that's an important part of it. But the overarching purpose of rent control is to keep the housing stock affordable, not only for people living in it now, but for people living in it in the future. Rent control is not a complete strategy because you have to increase the supply at the same time. But rent control is an essential part of an effective housing strategy. If you build new housing, but you allow the housing that already exists to be deregulated or allow it to become unaffordable, it's a zero-sum game. You're not gaining anything. So preservation, keeping rents affordable, and building new affordable housing, those are the two prongs of what this state needs to do. And I'm very, very pleased that we have won statewide rent control because over time it's going to change politics in New York State permanently. No longer will legislators in Albany be able to treat rent as a New York City-only issue.
And I think that's very, very important because this is a statewide problem. I mean, you hear about issues in Rochester, Buffalo, Utica, Albany. It's a statewide problem. So we've kind of run out of time. So in wrapping up, what do you see tenants doing? You talked about organizing. How do you see tenants organizing, and how do they start doing that?
Well, there are groups like United Tenants of Albany, and in other cities there are groups like there's a Kingston Tenants Union. I mean, if people need help with housing problems, they should get in touch with a local group, and that you can find this. Google Tenant or Google Tenants Rights or Google Tenants Rights Syracuse or Tenants Rights Schenectady, whatever. Something will come up. And the best way to do this is as a group. It's much more effective to work on your problems with your neighbors, even if it's only three of you, than to try to deal with your problems alone. And that's where organizing comes in and where, you know, there are a lot of great groups around the state like United Tenants of Albany, Mount Vernon United Tenants, that, you know, can help tenants organize.
Okay, is there any last thoughts that you would like to leave with our listeners?
No, but I want to know who ordered this weather.
Thank you very much, Mr. McGee.
Thank you.